Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores, beyond the shores, all over this wonderful creation we call Eden. We're glad to be here, we're glad you're here, because we're mired in probably one of the greatest wars that's ever been battled in human history, mostly by psychological elements. To control your mind, to control your actions, to control your reactions. And then, of course, biological weapons that we're going to talk about a little bit, or not me specifically. I'm going to play another clip of Dr. Martin shortly, and he's going to discuss the implications of the patents, these bioweapons, our leaders, their manipulations, and how they're waging war against us, and how we're going to cope with this. It isn't going to be easy. There was a big protest in Toronto yesterday I attended. The nurses walked out clear across the country. It was called Worldwide Protest. I don't know how a lot of the other Canadian cities did, but we did pretty well with the University Health Network and University Avenue in downtown Toronto. And I got a lot of walking in, which was good. And to be with a lot of fellow travelers, which is better. And to see people of every stripe getting together to understand that we're not alone and we're in this together. And we're probably going to be the survivors of this. Because we understand what's being done to us, and we understand the propaganda behind it, and we understand the coercion and tactics that are being used to get us to join the extinct, and we refuse to go. Even if I truly and fully believed in this, if I was a military leader, there's absolutely no way I could force 100% of my military to take this shot, because if something goes wrong, I won't have a military. And if you know anything about the art of war and the strategies of deception, you know full well this is a war. And they're out to take out our militaries to make it far easier for an enemy force to take the ground. And at the same time, whatever civilians are left, we make sure we disarm them to the greatest extent possible. Imagine that. That almost sounds like a war plan strategy, because it is. It is. Do you remember 10 so years ago? Maybe a little bit more. The big story from China was the ghost cities. Remember those ghost cities? They made replicas of major cities in the Western world. London, Paris, New York, other big centers in Bern. They made a nice one of Switzerland, you know, beautiful little city on the lake. Everything, down to the smallest detail. Why do you do that? Because that's how you train your army. I know the roads like the back of my hand because I've been training on them for the last 10, 12, 15 years. I know every building, every street, every gutter. And I can move around blindfolded in your cities because I worked in one that was empty for a long time. The Russians did that in the Cold War. They just made representative American towns for their agents to go in so they could get used to the slang, the vernacular, the way the average American town is set up. In World War I, Sir Arthur Currie, Canada's big general, and victor in many battlefields, did the same thing. 10 miles, 20 miles behind the lines, outside of artillery range, he made an exact copy of the ground his soldiers were going to go through that were occupied by the Germans. So you would know it blindfolded. It's a great military strategy. That's why we had the ghost cities, because they're coming. They're coming hard, and they're going to come fast as soon as we start to fall down. That's my bet, and we'll see how it pans out this winter. So I had a lot to say on my megaphone yesterday, and hopefully a lot of the police were listening, because they're the other ones forced to get the jab, as well as the hospital workers. Before I went, I heard Ed Asner in a clip. One of my researchers sends me clips of the dead. So in February 4th or so, he got his first jab. Do it. March 4th, 5th, he got his second jab. It's to save your life. August 29th, he died. So it saved his life for just shy of 6 months. Good shot. Another guy was an Italian basketball player. Big, strong, healthy young man in his maybe 30s or something like that. He's got a heart condition that's way worse than mine now. all thanks to the Jap and what's behind it. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming our posse, and we're going to go into the medical industrial complex. We're going to hear Dr. David Martin, and Dr. Jane Ruby in the second hour is going to brief us on some things that almost get me up at night for what's in that shot. It is astounding. Can we play Dr. Martin's clip, Todd?
Well, and I think we have to get to a point of realizing, and Ted, you made a beautiful point, and I just want to make sure that we spend a little bit of time looking in the mirror. Not surprisingly, the metaphor is sitting right behind me. But you're exactly right. This didn't happen overnight. We are now faced with the consequence of an enormous amount of our efforts that, in fact, should have been taken when we saw these erosions taking place. And what happens is, as long as it's not affecting us, so as long as it's kind of not in our own backyard, we think that there is, in fact, some sort of immunity that we'll have from this. But remember that I have yet to see anybody in British Columbia going to the University of British Columbia and asking for them to be held accountable for their role in developing the delivery mechanism for this particular vaccine. I don't hear about the British Columbia protest at the University of BC, and I don't hear about it because people in British Columbia are largely unaware of the information that in fact states the degree to which the University of British Columbia was in fact complicit in this. I don't see people walking around protest signs of, you know, bring Acuitas pharmaceuticals to integrity and hold them to account for their deal that they cut with the German BioNTech company. I have not seen any evidence of those things, and that's not a dig at any individual or any organization or any action, but the fact of the matter is these things were all happening while we were asleep. And that doesn't mean that we need to first and foremost go, oh, let's go find the bad guy and let's go to the town square and have the public accountability, you know, mob style. What it means is we need to be very, very clear on the fact that we were asleep at the switch. And it is on us to realize that if this happened while we weren't paying attention, we better start not only forming a response to this, but we better start informing ourselves more completely so that we do not allow corporate takeovers of our public space like has been allowed to take place in the last 20 months. In addition to that, we have, you know, to me, when I look at the media that's complicit in this tyranny would not happen if the media told the truth. It would end this afternoon.
Yeah, and remember, people, and for those of you not familiar with the Reiner Fulmich and the Stu Peters interviews, I will recite for your benefit what I have recited into the public record many times. In 2014, the veterinarian, Peter Daszak, who ran EcoHealth Alliance, the company that has been criticized for its role in laundering NIAID funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But it's important for you to all realize that in 2014, Peter Daszak specifically said at a public meeting, we need the public to accept a medical countermeasure for a pan-coronavirus vaccine. And I'm quoting from him, we need the media to create the hype, and we need to use the hype to our advantage. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of a process. Those are the published words of the guy who was the Wuhan Institute of Virology SARS-CoV-2 architect. So when you think that somehow or another I'm making an allegation that suggests that maybe there was some sort of, you know, I'm implying that there might be something that is off-putting, listen to what they said in their own words. We need the media to create the hype. We need the hype to terrorize and coerce the population into what? Accepting a pan-coronavirus vaccine. That statement made in 2014 is critical for us to think about, because when you have a statement made that says that the public needs to accept a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. And you say that after the World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus-based SARS to be something that has in fact been obliterated from human history. This is a disease that has finally been overcome, like we overcame polio and like we overcame smallpox and like we overcame everything else. This is allegedly, according to the World Health Organization, an eradicated disease. But an eradicated disease is supposed to have a pan-coronavirus vaccine, which is requiring media hype so that investors will put money in because they'll see profit at the end of the process. Those are their own words. That's not Dave Martin's opinion. And if we in fact have the perpetrators of this crime telling us that they are going to do the crime, why are we left sitting agape in 2020 or 2021 going, oh man, that just sounds like a conspiracy? Well, it sounds like a conspiracy because it is a criminal conspiracy. It is a racketeering conspiracy meant to harm and destroy human life.
Well, Rocco Gladi says over and over again, this isn't a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. And conspiracy is in the criminal code, and it's there for a reason because it happens. And we allow that phrase, conspiracy theory, to discourage us from standing in our truth and holding people accountable. David, could you connect some dots for this? Why is this injection so important to their agenda? What piece does it play in the larger agenda?
Well, once again, let's go back and visit the statements made by Peter Daszak. As you all know, we had a period of time where the idea of a vaccine became quite popular among a certain ilk within the established public health community. We know that beginning with the 1986 Act, there was a means by which pharmaceutical companies were very interested in sheltering themselves from liability because they knew they were entering a phase where the increased danger of their actions was going to ultimately mean that business was not viable. If you know you're going to harm a population, you need to make sure that you do the groundwork to make sure from a litigation standpoint you move yourself as far away from prosecution as possible. We know that beginning in 1986, there was a commitment on the part of the people who bought Congress, bought elected officials in the U.S., in Canada, around Europe, and in 1986, there was a willful act to take what was supposedly a loss-leading public health product like vaccines and turn it into a moneymaker. And it turns out it's a great idea to do that, because if what you're going to do is ultimately try to sell people on a whole host of other pharmaceuticals, it is exceptionally good to build the autoimmune disease pattern, which builds habituation to classic pharmaceutical intervention. That began in 1986. Right. And as we moved into the 1990s, it became very clear that the HIV campaign, which was supposed to be the giant payday, where we had the ability to somehow finally get everybody to be afraid of a pathogen, didn't pay off very well because it was classified as a lifestyle-oriented disease. And then what we had in the mid-1990s was the birth of the obsession about what was called a universal influenza vaccine. The desire on the part of industry was to make sure that every person would get addicted to taking the influenza shot every year. It's a great money maker. It's a wonderful way for the industry to keep jabbing people on an annual basis. And the problem with that is, as we all know, the influenza vaccine was far less effective than people hoped it would be. And the public, not surprisingly, wasn't willing to fall for it, which led to a series of meetings which took place at the NIAID Advisory Council, together with international partners, to come up with a way to build a mechanism whereby we could convince the world that we needed to have a universal vaccine program for the world. The World Health Organization, NIAID, the Vaccine Research Center, and their international collaborators got together and said,
basically what we need is we need to have an event which allows a mass campaign of terror to be unleashed so that the public accepts something. And so they went down the pathway of a universal influenza and a universal coronavirus vaccine. Tragically, there is in fact no evidence that either of the pathogens was isolated. There was no evidence that we had a basis to create this mass campaign of terror. And even in what was reportedly a pandemic, we actually didn't have people getting sick from a pathogen. One of the reasons why the World Health Organization made it abundantly clear that COVID could be declared with no laboratory evidence is because if, in fact, there was a requirement for laboratory evidence, we would have actually had to test for a virus. But you didn't have to have COVID-19. You had to have a series of clinical symptoms. Ironically, what we have now is a situation where we are, in fact, injecting people, and this is where we need to get very clear on this, and remember, people, if you don't hear anything else, remember, the word vaccine is misleading. What is happening is the mRNA computer simulation of an S1 spike protein thought to be modeled off of the possible SARS-CoV-2. And so you got all of those preconditions. This is not a virus. This is not to disrupt the virus. This is actually an injection to make your body produce a foreign pathogen. That's what this injection is. The theory being that once that pathogen is being produced inside of your body, and by a pathogen I'm talking about, the S1 spike protein, the minute that is produced, we are hopeful, that's what the official science is, we're hopeful that the body then triggers an immune response which will build not an antibody to SARS-CoV-2. The thought is that we'll actually build an antibody to the spike protein model that we're injecting. Here's the problem, people. Every single public statement that says that this is a COVID vaccine is a lie. This is not a vaccine for COVID. This is actually a medical countermeasure using gene therapy to try to manipulate your body into being a factory of a pathologic substance, the spike protein associated with coronavirus, and hopefully that triggering immune response. And we have to get clear on this. They told us it was a vaccine because they wanted the shield of immunity of liability. That's why they called it what it is. As recently as the first quarter of 2020, in their own Securities and Exchange Commission filing, Moderna still made reference to the fact that the FDA considered their mRNA technology to be a, quote, gene therapy, end quote. We do not have an injection that is, in fact, associated with the actual pathogen model that is called SARS-CoV-2. And as a result, we must call it what it is, a foreign-supplied computer model delivered to the world from China at some point in the early hours of 2020, sometime between June 7th or January 7th and January 20th. It is a computer model of a simulated pathogen, which was simulated from sampled populations of as many as 40 people prior to the 30th of December. That model that was uploaded to servers around the world was then used to identify a computer model of what might be the mRNA strand that would code the spike protein, and that is what is being injected. We have to get clear on the fact that this is not a classic vaccine the way we are trained to think of vaccines. This is a gene therapy to create a protein within the body, which is to create an immune response. And we're hoping that by injecting that pathogen using Canadian technology as the vector, which is the lipid nanoparticle technology that came out of the University of British Columbia, we must understand that we have been told a narrative so that we actually shield companies from liability, and the narrative is false. And our elected officials have willfully coerced the population using acts of domestic terror
to make that message heard.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Just that segment alone should send shivers down your spine. But I say it with complete confidence that everyone peddling this agenda is a domestic enemy. Whether they are under the pay of Big Pharma or the Communist Chinese or both working in unison is immaterial. They are enemies of the people. And the people still seem to sleep overall, with a few in a minority that understand what's at stake. I had another little clip I didn't send to Todd about a surgeon in the U.S. Navy talking about, you know, more sailors have been killed and injured by the vaccine, quote unquote, than the alleged disease, COVID. And even she at the end, as a medical doctor and not a strategist or a general, says quite clearly, this is a war. She understands. What happened to the rest of our military? In India, they're inoculating their soldiers. I got a report of 5 in one unit dropping from heart attacks on a 5K run. I'm sure they were all pretty fit fellows, and 5K is hardly a warm-up for people in the military. But that shows you what this can do. At Duke University, they inoculate. They've got 364 cases, all but 8 were vaccinated. So it doesn't work. It does work creating you into this factory producing the germs that are going to kill us. It's an amazing advance in bioweapons technology. We owe that to Comrade Trudeau. He got a sample of the Saudi MERS virus. It was put in a Canadian lab, and he sent it to China in March of 2019, compliments of a Dr. Zhang Guqi. We'll be back on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, my friends. Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour, Dr. Jane Ruby. We are faced with quite a conundrum in our world, in our civilization. We are being attacked on many, many, many fronts. The downside is the governments are either asleep or actively working with the enemy. The media is pretty much definitely working with the enemy to prevent us from having any knowledge, any information, to allow us to come to terms with the crisis at hand. Because if we formed a unified front, we wouldn't take this stuff, and we would hold our leaders to account. That was the beauty of the protest yesterday in Toronto, and we just walked up to the Parliament building and give them hell. And it was nice to see some of the signs. Some of them were a bit vulgar, but quite well put together, and so we can't repeat their content, but I posted the video of the march on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and you can see you're not alone. We're not alone. And slowly over time, we're getting more and more numbers. One lady in alternative media I was talking to said the demographic against this is changing against the Politburo, that the average anti-vaxxer who's looking for solutions was female in her early 40s and generally liberal. So they're keen to look for a way out, another way out, because their bodies are being attacked. One of the big results of this injection, well, you'll never be able to reproduce. That's going to be a very serious issue down the road. Bill Gates was very plain on saying that the biggest issue we'll face in the future is population collapse. And I look at it as almost a horror film, without a doubt. We have a little bit of sort of entertainment here. Is Eric Clapton put out a song, This Has Gotta Stop. We'll see how good the quality is. It is on YouTube, and it's a good effort from a man who got the jab and had paralysis in his hand to make it difficult for him to play the guitar anymore. And he was going on the train ride to hell, took his ticket, his vax ticket, and then found out he got flim-flammed. Can we play that song and see how it goes?
Where the virus was created just to make people fear. If you believe there are viruses, listen up, Brandon. Viruses are an illusion. Farmer machine, sticking needles into people. arms with experimental vaccines, telling you to social distance while sucking air through a mask. Well, they is why we try to kill you off. For them, it's all a big laugh. Welcome to the home of COVID-19 murder machine. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? The sheep surrender to the master. Schwab's in the street, Fauci and Burke, Donald J. Trump and his team. People wearing face diapers, free breathing CO2. Still bacteria waste in their lungs. Their masters are all abused. Laughing as they see them suffer, ending up in ERs. All because of the big virus hoax that they say causes SARS. And it's flu, influenza, COVID-19 and SARS. Column words that they fabricate, creating psychological scars. When you believe in their monsters, then your faith in their hands. They will lead you down their rosy path, right out of their promised land. Welcome to the home of COVID-19 murder machine. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means?
Okay, we can cut it there, Todd, I guess. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? Welcome to the COVID-19 murder machine. A great American patriot was murdered by the COVID-19 murder machine. Robert David Steele. He carried hydroxy with him. He got sick on the road doing a national tour. He put out pretty much $250,000 of his own money to go on a speaking junket and tell people what's going on. Brave, decent American standing up for the Liberty Tree. People say he worked his butt off to do that. It's hard not to. I carry a great workload myself. And a greater and greater one every week as it passes by, because the war is just that great. What the story was is, when he went into the hospital, they took away his hydroxy, and they wouldn't give it to him. And then they gave him the death drug, remdesivir, and ultimately probably put him on the respirator and finished him off. But you don't have the TV crews all jamming in there at the hospital bed, with somebody putting their knee on the respirator hose. And when you got the tube down your throat, you can't say, I can't breathe. But every day, Americans are dying because they can't breathe. Because these hospitals have been turned into death factories. And it's just so disgusting. A small Australian village of Aborigines probably has more cases of COVID than the whole country. I saw a story on that. I tried to reach out to them, but I picked out a couple of email addresses at random for businesses to try to send some of the protocols Dr. McCullough talks about, and many other people, and hope that they got through, but there are options. One lady with 5 kids, it wouldn't take her in the hospital. They're like 200 miles from anywhere. It's so remote. And one of the legislators down there just said, well, you just order something in by Uber. Like, hello? Do you have any idea of the distances involved? And the expense that would be incurred? But we have solutions. God gave us solutions. And many times we throw those solutions away. And that's just most terrible, really. There's 19 herbs that can deal with this. Power Hour sells one of the important ones that's in one of the protocols, quercetin and zinc. You can get that at the Power Mall. I use it. was using it before I even knew it was part of the protocol. God works in mysterious ways. And we have to stand up for each other, because those of us that remain are the new family. There was a truck accident in West Virginia. It just shows you the efficacy of this vaccine, right? 1.3 million doses in a rolled-over rig. They had to bring in hazmat material removers to deal with it. It's that good for you. Worse than that, the military had to close the airspace over the wreck site. It's that good for you. You can't have the suckers just dropping dead 10 miles away as the wind blows. That's how good it is for you. And of course, they'll still be touting this as the ultimate remedy. Here in Canada, the Toronto Star, which has been known as the Red Star for a long, 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 long time, put out a banner headline that was just absolutely disgusting, saying that there's no empathy for the unvaccinated, let them die. It's kind of like stuff you'd see in the Berliner Zeitung, maybe, in the 1930s, talking about a certain ethnicity. It's the same stuff. It's hate speech, hardcore hate speech to kill people. But somehow that's permitted and allowed. Because, ultimately, that's what's coming down the road for us. A lot of people that are protesting wanted a label, and a lot of them picked the yellow star that they gave the Jews to wear. It was, a pre-COVID tracking app, because they said the Jews had typhus. So you label the people with typhus. Now it's kind of the reverse. People have the injection, get a pass, a card, a marker. And those that don't are left out. And it's the first step in a long walk. You can't enter a store. No unvaxxed allowed. Can't have a job. Can't have a professional license. Can't teach at a school. Can't work for the government. You have to be quarantined. Canada did finalize the payment for voluntary isolation centers. How nice of them. Same thing. Different day. Well, there was a company that I didn't know about called Hatworks. They got beautiful hats. In Nashville, a place where Power Hour seems to raise its head quite a lot, that printed some of those out as a novelty for people to wear and make a point. They got jumped on like six ways from Sunday. I didn't know that. I wish I did, or I'd have been swinging for them back in May when they were being attacked by every media for daring to equate this to the Holocaust. But it is a Holocaust. I'm told 2 million Americans have died from this vaccine. That's a Holocaust, but you can't discuss it. That's one of the last steps in a Holocaust. Deny there's any Holocaust. And when this is over, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said it was 50 million, I believe, we're going to go. I say it's going to be 100 million because we're not taking the train off the tracks. That's what I expect if worst-case scenario comes to pass. So I really respect those people for doing what they did, and I wish they'd start up again, because I wouldn't mind getting one myself, because here in Ontario, I'm the underclass now because I'm unvaccinated and I won't be allowed to go into certain establishments after September 22nd. Not that I ever went to any of those kind of establishments much on a good day anyway. But I just have to be reminded, you know, that I don't fit in with the plan, you know? And that's just a beginning step. Bill Gates has got a further step. He was on the Stu Peter Show, which is he wasn't specifically on the Stu Peter Show. He was discussed on the Stu Peter Show by a woman who's written a new book, Taking Back America, Deanna Lorraine. And she talks about his patent, his new patent. Beautiful patent. It's a blockchain that tracks your vax status. So you won't be able to get away with phony papers. It'll know for sure you're part of the beast system. With no mistakes, yeah? Why has this man not been renditioned to Guantanamo? Or better yet, Devil's Island? That he can totally domestically destroy the United States and a greater part of the world as the ultimate untouchable and get away with it. force the majority of law enforcement to take this, technically murdering them and their families, and there isn't a man jack or woman jack, one of them, to put this guy in irons and haul him away. It's just absolutely fascinating, really, that we're such deer in the headlights. It's very, very uncomfortable, to say the least. Nurses worry about COVID vaccines' negative long-term effects, and well, they should. One of the videos I got sent to me this morning was 10 seconds long, but it was a doctor doing surgery who just drops to the floor. It works. And that was the big substance of the protest, is it's your body. It's God's temple. You really got no business monkeying around with the DNA. There's an old adage from the Titanic about flying in the face of God. We're all on this planet, Titanic, right now, flying in the face of God, thinking that we're unsinkable. Now, let me assure you, we will sink. And it'll be those of us who know and understand what's really happening that will have lowered the boats long before we hit this so-called COVID iceberg and save ourselves. It's the only way. Don't fall into the peer pressure. Anybody who has professional ability, skills, we're going to need you when this is over, more than ever, because you'll be the only people with those skills to train the rest of us on how to cope with a lot of serious issues. And if we don't have that base, then it's pretty much societal collapse for us. So you're needed more importantly than ever. So don't sucker into this. Hunker down, do what you got to do. The storm will pass, and we'll be the phoenix to crawl out of the ashes. Supreme Court allows Texas abortion ban to stand. Well, maybe that's one redeeming feature the good Lord will have to put a check mark next to us to say, they're repenting. I'll give them a little more time or a little more room that they understand the sanctity of life. A woman has a right to choose. She has the right to choose who to have sex with and when and whether she's protected or not. After you make those decisions, you have responsibilities. And sometimes that's a child. And considering this drug, this gene modification therapy, damages your placenta so you can never have children again, someone's already made up your mind about you being infertile and the human race being on a slow track to extinction. This one is extremely chilling. Australian authorities can now legally change citizens' social media posts. So in the dead of night, the Australian Senate passed these draconian laws without anyone ever knowing anything about them. They should be getting royal assent from the Queen within a day or two or three. So the Australian Federal Police, or their National Security Agency, can go into any of your social media accounts and change and alter them any way they so please, without your knowledge, consent, whatever, and put anything in there they want, which could frame you for an offense, and then haul you away and do whatever they want to do with you. It's called the Surveillance Legislation Amendment Bill of 2021, and you have to even imagine, like, what dark soul could live amongst us that could even postulate a law like that? Because it really isn't a law, because it takes away your inalienable God-given rights and completely and totally overrides any constitutional protection anywhere. I don't even think the Chinese do that. And this is what they want to do. And one thing that disturbs me is I was going to Max Egan's website to listen to a report. It's nice to hear his voice and see what's going on down under, and there hasn't been one for a while. This was there in its place, a news item, then another news item, which is a comedy skit, really, we'll play at the end of this segment. And there's no word from them. So I know there's been a lot of arrests for incitement down under, and I'm hoping he isn't one of them, to be hauled off to the new gulag for challenging authority that is probably under the direct pay of Satan himself, if not the kind of Chinese communist. New York declares emergency as death toll from Ida storm rises. So they had another one of those big floods where the subways flooded and many, many things are flooded. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. People have died there. But, you know, we're coming up to the big anniversary, September 11th. And there was some massive drills going on in New York City not that long ago, which would be just the ideal training and prep ground for another one, so that they can create a narrative to get this narrative across the goal line. That would be something I would expect. And then blame it on whoever, Osama unvaxxed, and then finish us off by taking away our inalienable rights. We are on guard for that. We expect things like that. And maybe by some strange twist of fate, God's miracle was whatever they were trying to pull off was swept out to sea, and it isn't going to fly this time. And hopefully New York is in our prayers for that. As extreme poverty returns, India sees surge in child slavery, as if that's a big surprise. They really seem to want all our children. Another story here from Axios is Joe Biden's deputies lose thousands of migrant youths. Somehow they just, you know, slipped out of their custody and responsibility. Isn't that amazing? Or do they end up on the adrenochrome plate somewhere down the road, or sold off into some sort of bondage by these sick, demented people that we just happen to give power to and do not oversee their actions? McDonald's hiring 14-year-olds in Oregon amid labor shortages. Well, that's part and parcel as things decline. I started work at 10. Didn't do me any harm in the family business, cleaning up, looking after things. It's good for the soul. It's not slave labor or child bondage. It's a rite of passage to become a responsible adult. And I don't see that great a harm in responsibility like that. Far better to be occupied by a little bit of work than hanging out on a street corner with the drug dealers and the malcontents and whatever other minions of Satan happen to be there. Liz Cheney, named vice chair of the January 6th Select Committee. Now imagine that. Imagine that. Isn't she like Bin Laden's sister almost? The War on Terror lady? From the shadows is going to lead us to salvation in knowing what another false flag attack is all about and hang it on somebody else. Establishment wages war on Joe Rogan after he lists meds that made him feel great after 3 days of COVID. And, of course, one of them was that nasty, horrible drug, ivermectin, which is a synthetic copy of wormwood, God's natural herb. It's an antiparasitical. And when you see the parasite that goes in through the needle that looks like it came from an alien film, you'll know why it's so effective. 3 days, he's better. I remember a president. They said he had COVID-19. He went to the hospital. 3 days later, he's out. He's doing pretty good. And everybody laughed and poo-pooed. But Dr. Zelenko, his physician, gave him ivermectin. Isn't that amazing? And there's some sad news about Dr. Zelenko. I'm told he has cancer and he's going for chemotherapy. I'm not a big fan of chemotherapy. I'm a big fan of God's herbs. I'm a big fan of dichloroacetate. And I brought in a filmmaker years ago to talk about the benefits of dichloroacetate. That's what Dr. Brzezinski in Texas uses. I did send that to Dr. Bregan and his wife to pass on or mention to Dr. Zelenko if he's of a mind, because if you understand the pharmaceutical industry so well to know that it's just demon seed from top to bottom, Why would you trust and take another demon seed to deal with something like this? The success rate of dichloroacetate is amazing. That's just a glorified baking soda. And Dr. Brzezinski only gets the patients that are written off for death with stage 4 cancer or worse, and heals a good two-thirds of them. So, what's the problem? Use what works. But you have to have the approved therapy of Satan. Something that burns you and makes you suffer with very little chance of you surviving. Whether that be this remdesivir in intubation, chemotherapy, or radiation treatments. Things that will burn and destroy your flesh and poison your body. And some people do come through it. Some get better. But I'm a big believer in using what the good Lord left on my plate. Not what Dr. Frankenstein added to it. One of the other big factors for cancer, too, is dandelion root. It's a very powerful, powerful antioxidant. And I think you find those things everywhere. At least in my yard. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Hopefully we connect timely with Dr. Jane Ruby to go into the plot further. Thanks for coming out. Bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.